Track 10. The Time Management Technique. As you know, many dysthymic clients sincerely believe that they don't have the time to feel better. The following technique will help your client achieve their goals by using their time effectively. These are steps Andrea, described in the previous track, took to solve her problems. Solving her problems made her feel more competent, in control, productive, and proud of herself. This technique also makes time for activities that soothe or amuse them, adding some much-needed comfort or pleasure to their life. In Andrea's case, the first step to time management was to find out how Andrea was really spending her time. A personal activities chart is found in the manual that accompanies this course. This chart is designed to help your client clarify what they do during the day and how much time they spend doing it. Colleen had Andrea keep a count of her time for 1 week, stopping at intervals during the day such as early morning, mid-morning, noon, mid-afternoon, evening, and bedtime to chronicle how she'd used her time since the previous notation. One of the columns is headed Type, the letter O for obligation to denote activities they have to do, the letter C for choice for things they freely chose to do, and the letter A for automatic for anything they did without knowing or paying attention to what they were doing or why. Colleen had Andrea rate these as either positive experiences that made them smile, laugh, or just feel good, neutral experiences, or ones that had no emotional impact on them, or negative experiences that upset them in some way. If your client is reluctant to commit themselves to such detailed record keeping, they can take the following shortcut. It will not provide as much useful data, but it will give a general picture of how they're using their time. Have your dysthymic adult or child client think of 4 days during the past month. One day that's a typical weekday, a second day that's a typical weekend day, or day off from work or school, a third day that seemed particularly hectic, and a fourth day when they felt more depressed than usual. Have your client reconstruct in as much detail as possible exactly what they did on that day and how much time they spent on each endeavor. Next, in the session, put it on a flip chart or in a notebook for the client to keep. With this method, Andrea's typical weekday sounded like this. Get up, get dressed, and so forth. 1 hour. O, obligation. Breakfast in front of the TV, 30 minutes. A, automatic. Travel to work, 20 minutes. O, obligation. Work, 8 hours. O, obligation. Travel from work, 20 minutes. O, obligation. Stop to buy fast food and magazine, 20 minutes. C, freely chose. Eat and read the magazine, 1 hour. C, freely chose. Make phone calls, 30 minutes. C, freely chose. Watch TV and snack, 3 hours. A, automatic. Sleep, 9 hours. C, freely chose. O, obligation. A, automatic. Andrea spent 8 hours at a job she hated, 9 hours sleeping, and 3.5 hours watching TV, which she admits she doesn't particularly enjoy. Then include 40 minutes of commuting on congested freeways that frighten Andrea, and you get a daily routine that might depress even the cheeriest optimist. Looking closely at your client's personal activities chart, together you'll probably find similar connections as well as other behavioral sources of their depression. Of course, your client may also begin to see some activities they can minimize in order to have time for things that will help them feel better. Question 10. What's a benefit derived from a client's time management study?